Snow. Written and read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Created for Flower Parish. Fucking snow can go fuck itself, Fox muttered as he finally got them into the cabin.
Sorry, wanna help?
The jetty slurred from where he was half-draped over Fox's shoulder as Fox half-dragged, half-carried him into the cabin. You've done enough, Fox said harshly. The jetty had saved all their asses. More than once today. He'd gotten himself gutted multiple times and nearly torn his wrists apart while escaping the carking Sith Lord. The Sith Lord that had been in Fox's skull since he'd first landed on Coruscant. Not that they were on Coruscant now. In a last-ditch effort to defeat the carking Chancellor, this wild jetty teleported them all to a carking unknown planet. A winter planet. Or at least a planet in the midst of winter. It was a good thing, though. The Sith had carking exploded when killed. There was nothing around here to kill with that explosion. Not like Coruscant. But that left a dead Sith, a half-dead jetty, and Fox, who half-wished he'd died because dragging this jetty through knee-high snow was the kind of hell he only wished on his worst enemies. Still better than guarding a Senate gala. He'd found a cabin. Rustic, obviously pre-space tech levels. It had solar energy heating at least. Thank fuck. But no other tech. Fox had managed to get a message through, but as soon as Thier figured out neither of them were actually dying anytime soon, he'd said to wait it out. Consider it a vacation, Fox's ass. At least he didn't have to deal with the fallout. Maybe it was a vacation. This was how, like, at least a third of Thorne's trashy romance novels started, right? Snowed into a cabin, someone half dead and needing to be nursed to health. The jetty tried to apologize and stand on his own again, and Fox rolled his eyes. It wouldn't be like one of those. Not with this jetty. Fox would have to fight him to nurse him back to health, and Fox just didn't have the energy. Fox dumped the jetty on the one bed and wrestled off both their boots and just collapsed on top of him. Fuck taking his armor off. He slept in it most of the time on Coruscant anyway. The jetty could complain later. Fox was out cold before John Antilles could do more than huff and shakily pull a blanket over them both. The end.